Oh, but that, you know, that's not true. No.
Because you look at the history of the Democratic Party.
From exactly.
1792 up to 1830, up to the 1850s, all the way through Reconstruction, up to the 1850s.
Well, one of their icons was a Byrd. He was a Ku Klux Klan member.
Right, and look at Byrd from West Virginia.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Byrd.
And look at all these guys from the South. Look at Strong Thurmond and all those people. All Democrats. The only difference is that the Democrats have done an excellent job in rebranding itself during the 70s.
Can I just interject one thing? I think, you know, everyone thinks that the Republicans are these button-down corporate, which they might be. They are the dumbest at marketing I have ever seen. You could have, like, a fifth grader do a better job. They suck. The left is exceptionally great at rebranding, repositioning, marginalizing, and marketing. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
They are stunningly beautiful at it. Amazing. They're the best.
And absolutely. You can look at what you were talking about earlier, political correctness. It's a Marxist idea that's wrapped in a flag that's destroying freedom of speech.
That's exactly what it is. It's a way to control speech, but you wrap it in a flag well done under racial sensitivity, but it's really to shut speech down that you do not like.
Absolutely. And it's disingenuous because it's opposed to any thought of freedom of speech. To be political correct means that I cannot express my opinion. I cannot tell you.
But let me just interject, though. It was brilliant. Let's talk about the marketing job that the left does. Political correctness was born as a reaction to Reagan when the left became marginalized. So unlike the Republicans and the conservatives who would just be floating around doing absolutely nothing, just with their thumb up their butt or whatever, the left said, okay, we need to shift and we need to do something different. And they really created the whole concept, because it didn't exist before the 80s, of political correctness, a way to control speech.
It existed before then. If you look up in a phrase called the Frankfurt School and go back and look at the Marxist idea, political correctness existed a long time. It was implemented in this country really during the 70s, 80s, and took hold in the 90s and the early 2000s.
Agreed with that, yes. But I do think it really took off as a reaction to the left being marginalized by Reagan.
Well, the left was never marginalized by Reagan or anybody else. What happened is that a lot of us voted for Reagan, who was Democrats.
Yes, true.
We accepted his policies. Nowadays, what you have really is a bunch of people who have been hoodwinked by the Democratic Party who have been told that, hey, if you don't vote for me, the goodies that the government give you will be cut off by the Republicans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Republicans are the meanie that's going to cut your allowance.
Right, and they've made people dependent on the government to such an extent where you have to vote for them in order to keep.
Let me interject up on that, too, is because I think that was not done under, let's say, philanthropic means or motives.
Oh, no.
I think it was a way to control a voting base, just like the Democrats, the very same people 10, 15 years ago, like Schumer and others and Clinton and others that voted for the wall, okay? I'm talking about 10 years ago when the bill, and now are just disgusted with the whole concept and basically want open immigration. They don't want open immigration because they love Mexican immigrants. They love open immigration because they want another fiefdom because they're losing certain constituencies in America. They need to shift.
What was the voting base for?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's a voting base. They don't care about the people.
Absolutely. It's absolutely the same thing. They're following the same principle of how they got this massive number of black people to vote 98-99% for them and never deliver anything.
Okay, but why does it continue with the African-American community when they've been screwed for at least, I don't know, God knows. I mean, look at even things I've mentioned, like NAFTA, open immigration. These two things in particular go right at the heart of, let's just say, the first step on the rung for economic security or prosperity, those entry-level jobs. It's taking entry-level jobs away, good entry-level manufacturing jobs, away from African-Americans for cheap labor.
You left out one important thing.
What's
that? Violence in these cities, the economic downturn in these cities against African-Americans, they're all ran by Democrats. Every one of these major cities are ran by Democrats, and they do nothing.
And they continue to be reelected. Baltimore,
right.
Philadelphia,
Chicago.
The entire list. Look at Chicago. Absolutely. Chicago. Okay, we all know it's a war. A friend of mine was there on business, right? Literally, you think it was a sections of it, like a third world. The cops said, you cannot go here. No, they didn't say, like, they didn't suggest. They said, you cannot, you will be killed. That's how violent it is.
Have to.
Do they go left or do they go right?
If they're smart, they go more right.
But what do you think they do? Smart is another issue.
Honestly, I don't know. There are a group of them that are trying to push them to the center.
Yeah, but they're being marginalized. They're demonized by the party.
They're demonized, but realistically, you've got those on the far left, you know, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren.
Let me interject one thing. Do you agree with my assertion? I know we talked a little bit, but let's revisit that they're the tempests in the teapots. They had their moment they were the one-hit wonders.
Yeah, they're done.
They're done. And you can even see it slipping away. I mean, Elizabeth Warren is increasingly becoming less relevant. Do you agree with that?
I think they're incredible. Their relevance was manufactured. They were never truly relevant. And what you're seeing is the Democrats are starting to realize that they need to reach out to the common man. I mean, Chris Murphy, who I have never agreed with, but he was on Morning Joe this week, finally said something I agreed with that said the Democrats have to stop with this Russia stuff, have to stop with this the ideology, and focus on an economic plan.
I agree. Let's see what our caller has. 860-685-7700, 685-7700. You know, right now we're actually, I think the discussion's awesome. Like, what do you see as the future of college, Dr. Lopkin? I mean, and you think that, like, guy Mike Rowe, he has a great point that you might be doing better going to trade school.
Right now, he's absolutely right. You are better off going
like what
to
the
trade
world,
school.
What the world does not need is another marketing manager, correct?
No. The problem is everything is learning theory. And we've put far too much emphasis on liberal arts memorization. We're not teaching people how to think anymore. We're teaching.
Well, that's where I disagree. I think liberal arts does teach people to think. I think we need more liberal arts. What you don't need is a 4-year business degree because you could.
No one
you
needs could, a 4-year business
degree. Yeah, you could learn marketing in a weekend. No, seriously.
Yes, you
buy
can.
Low, sell high, promote things, target marketing. Thank you very much. That's $100. And thank you very much. Here's your diploma.
Liberal arts is not teaching them how to think
anymore.
Okay,
but whatever they do, they need to teach kids to think. I think there's another problem with college. Wesleyan is a very, very good school. Okay, very good school. And I think a degree from Wesleyan has merit. Has value. The problem is, it's like anything else in life. Everything boils down to economics. And do you know what economics boils down to? You could have all the theory, everything. It's supply and demand.
Yes.
That's all there is. So what's happening? The supply of college graduates is exponentially growing. Part of the reason, or one reason that I have a problem with is, like, there was a talk show host and he had a joke, everyone's a college boy. Meaning,
right?
If you can't get into Wesleyan, I understand that. But you can pretty much anyone can get into college. Am I not correct?
No, you're absolutely right.
And am I not correct with the fact that no one really flunks out of college anymore? You'd have to be like majoring
it's
in
very
Keith Richards
now.
Studies, okay? You'd have Johnny Depp as your roommate. Right. You might flunk out, okay? Johnny Depp would flunk out because he's just that dumb. But anyone with half a coherent brain is not flunking out. You can flunk out of engineering in quantum mathematics, but to flunk out of a marketing program, that's pretty difficult.
Nobody's going to flunk out of marketing.
Okay, so then what value does a marketing degree have?
Well, the problem is any degree doesn't have the value it used to because of what you just said.
But if you get a degree in engineering, quantum mechanics.
Yes. STEM degrees are still valuable.
That's what they, but a degree in marketing. Basically, yeah, it's better than nothing. No, it's better than nothing. It is. But what does it really say? It says nothing. You don't have any real...
It doesn't say anything. And at this point, if you leave college and you can't do basic programming, build a website, something like that, then your degree is useless because coding and programming is the new blue collar work.
Okay. So what should colleges do? First of all, colleges, and I think it happened when I went to college, that's when it started transforming, became something of a public service. Well, just hear me out before. A public service that was relegated to people that really had a particular aptitude. Now it's a big business, and the viable population of college, the pool of potential college graduates or entrants are declining. The big bubble was like 08. That now it's starting to, and even back then. So too many, supply and demand again, too many colleges, too few applicants. Everyone gets in, not to Wesleyan, not to Harvard, not to Yale, but everyone gets into whatever college you want, the C and B in players, right? And therefore, there's a flood of marketing and management.
Exactly.
Where I disagree with you, I would much rather hire someone who has a liberal arts degree from a good school because I just want critical thinking. I can teach someone marketing, like I said, in a week.
No, I want someone with a STEM degree. I want them knowing science, engineering, technology, math.
I agree with
because
that
those are things you have to be able to think to grasp them. You have to see.
Tell me the truth. Would you rather have a 2-year degree in STEM from like Tunks's Community College or a 4-year from Central in marketing? Answer that question.
Oh, I'd certainly rather have a two-year degree in STEM. The fact of the matter is, when you're learning, especially physics and engineering, I talk about a lot, you're learning how things fit together and cause and effect. And when that's what you're learning, you can apply that to anything.
Well, we do have a call, and I think we dropped a call, hopefully.
Oh, no.
Oh, we didn't drop the other guy. Oh, my God. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, and I'm on a landline, and I'm on a Western Electric phone. So
nice.
There you go.
You're going to be able to hear me instead of the modern equivalent.
We apologize.
It's not your fault that the cell phone technology is as bad as it is.
So what say you, my friend? And by the way, we're missing a call. We had a couple of new callers. While we're waiting, we invite them after this call to chime in. Caller, what say you?
Well, I have an associate's degree that I got in 1978 in information technology data processing at the time, and it was great. I think I paid a total of about $2,500 in a state school for it. It's a shame, but it doesn't seem like that's ever going to come around again.
What do you mean, come around?
Well, right now, as one of the guys just said, everyone should be coding, but it's not like a specialization. There's no real huge market for data processing anymore, and what they're doing is going...
Offshoring, right?
Offshore, yep. Exactly. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question about offshoring. We talked about the incompetency of, you know, our congressional and our political class, both nationally and in particular Connecticut. Don't you think, isn't it indicative of the fact that they're not working for you and I? When you have people like you or someone else looking for jobs, don't you consider it a gross incompetency and negligence to be encouraging offshoring? Who are they working for, you or corporate America?
They're working for corporate America, definitely.
So why is it that the same usual suspects, the same clowns, get reelected, like Rosa DeLauro, right? Name me, has she ever created a job? Has she ever had an initiative to get people working? No, but she'll be elected forever,
well,
correct?
The corporations think they're doing okay, so they keep giving them the money to get reelected again.
Do you know what's interesting to me? When I was going for my MBA, the professor at the time said at one time, corporate America and America were one and the same, meaning they were patriotic. This
right.
is 30
yep.
years ago.
Yep.
Now, corporate America has no allegiance to America. It's all globalized. And if you want, and our political class is at their beck and call at our expense, aren't they?
It certainly looks that way. They have more input to it than we do with our one little vote, which may or may not count depending on
exactly.
which
so,
direction
well,
you're
so
voting in.
Aren't you PO'd at both parties? I mean, don't you think they – look at where they brought us over the last so-called the best and the brightest, the Harvard intelligentsia. Pretty bad, isn't it?
Definitely.
I have to drop you, but great call. Eric, great caller. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. had been fantastic. And, you know, we're saying data processing back in the 70s was a major thing. And again, he didn't have to go into debt to get his degree, and it served him well. We don't have that anymore. You're going into debt for degrees that don't matter now.
Not a good combination. We have a caller. Caller, are you there? You might be the last caller. What say you?
Yes. I think it's a failure of our higher educational system. From my observation, those schools are teaching people to serve. Instead of teaching them to come out to create a job, they're teaching them to serve.
Whoa, wait,
you're absolutely right.
No,